Reports indicate that the Greater Accra region alone has recorded more than 90 fire outbreaks this month. The situation becomes so alarming as the Harmattan intensifies. Radio Ghana caught up with the Deputy Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Fire Service, Prince Biliana Glate, who said every individual must take fire prevention and safety measures seriously. He spoke to George Ankra.
For the prevention, yes, we know that every Harmattan season where the dry wind has taken the moisture content from all these combustible materials, definitely their ignition temperatures will automatically go down. So any sources of heat which might not start burning these things previously would have the opportunity now to burn them because of the low ignition temperatures that the Harmattan has brought them. But it is important that every individual should make an effort to prevent these fires. If you look at fire safety, it is a shared responsibility for the fire service and the public as well. Based on our previous experiences, the chief officer put in several measures to prevent the fires. One of those measures was the fire safety education that we have intensified. And today, as we are talking, especially in our market, the fire personnel are in the market 24 hours because we realize that still people in the market are not paying attention to the safety measures that we have drummed severally in our fire safety education. So the best the chief officer could do is to ensure that fire personnel are in all our market 24/7 to monitor the activities of the people and to also continue to be educating them. He has also commissioned fire safety task forces visiting premises, including commercial premises, offices such as the government facilities, filling stations, and all those areas that we think that we need to monitor 24 hours. This task force is even going out day in and day out, even in the night, monitoring those activities in there. The fire service alone cannot do it for us to have the result that we are looking out for. It behooves on each and every individual, whatever have you seen yourself, whatever you are, you need to do the right thing to meet the safety standards. You also need to ensure that you monitor the activities of the people that are surrounding you. The issue is that the fire personnel cannot be at every hot spot or fire spot at all the time. We are not in the offices of the people. We are not in their kitchen with them. We are not in their bedroom with them. We are not in the market, especially in the stores with them. We might be in the market and be patrolling, but we are not sitting in their stores with them. So it is only those people that live in their bedrooms, that live in their kitchens, that are in their stores, that will also have to go a little bit further to
On the comments made by the Chief Fire Officer Albert Brown Gazy about high-rise buildings in the country, Mr. Naglate said the Chief Fire Officer was misquoted.
Look at the Times report. The banner headline stated that the GNFS was calling for a ban on the construction of high-rise buildings. But if you descend to read the story, there has never been anywhere in the story where it has been indicated that the GNFS has actually stated that. And thankfully, yesterday, the Times paper has corrected the mistake made in the first reportage. So what I want to say is that what we were asking for is not a ban of the high-rise building. What we are asking for is to request for the owners of these high-rise premises to know that they are under every obligation to ensure that certain fire safety facilities are supposed to be inculcated in the design and the construction of this building. As much as we persistently appeal to them and to advise them to have those facilities in there that could assist evacuation in case of any emergency of people within the building, that those facilities will also assist people to have early detection in case of any emergency. Those facilities, some of them, because they are automatic total flooding system, they will also begin to fight the fire even if nobody was there to even attribute those things. But those high-rise buildings, the owners of those high-rise buildings that are refusing to supply those facilities, where the people that we were saying that we need a stronger power now to instantly ensure that we give them stiffer punitive measures where they will quickly be compelled to implement the facilities or the measures that we have given them. But the GNFS has never called for a total ban on high-rise buildings.